Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Views on the News.
Skeletal edition.
Yes. We've got three topics to talk about today. No, we've got four actually, haven't we?
Well, the last one's not really a topic, it's more like an announcement, really.
Yes, we have three topics and an announcement.
So, topic one is the thing that's been gripping the UK
for
the past week.
Yeah. Basically, a 15-year-old girl called Megan Stammers has been, not abducted, but she's had a little relationship with a math teacher called Jeremy Forrest.
Now, he apparently, the day before the runaway, was told he was going to be called into a meeting to say that he was going to maybe be dismissed for having a close relationship with her. And on last Friday...
The runaway from...
The Friday before, which we're talking Friday the 21st...
Yes.
September?
Yeah.
They were seen...
Running off together,
run of Paris, France, thing...
They ran off together and they ended up in... They were tracked to... Well, basically, no one knew where the hell they were. And Megan told her parents this was going to go for sleepover, and she didn't. She obviously fled the country with a boyfriend, is it fair?
Partner?
Yeah.
In crime?
They ran off together, which is it's romantic in a way, but it's...
In the other way, it's downright disgusting.
It's hard.
I can see why people do it, but at the same time, she put her parents through a hell of a lot of grief.
Yeah.
He put her parents through a hell of a lot of grief. And, like, he's, like, being gunned for by so many people.
He's been arrested, actually. He was arrested. They were tracked to Bordeaux, which is in the south of France.
Bordeaux.
They were seeing him... This is how desperate he was. He ditched his car, a brand new Ford Fiesta, in the middle of Paris, and took a train from Paris to Bordeaux. Mm. Obviously, he was using a fake CV, saying that he wrote for the NME, which is bollocks.
He was a musician.
Yeah, he was a part-time musician, saying he'd gigged up and down the UK since 2004, which is might be true, may not be, but from what I've read on The Sun, it's apparently a load of balls. Mm. What else has happened?
I've seen videos of him gigging on YouTube now.
Oh, have you?
Nah, they're on the TV.
Alright. What else has happened? Yeah, they were tracked to Bordeaux, and obviously, he was arrested, and I think this is a bit far, right? In my opinion, he's been arrested and been put in the worst prison in France, where suicide rate is apparently the highest it's ever been, and inmate attacks are very frequent. Now, I'm sorry, but...
Bring him home.
Yeah, fair enough, he apparently abducted the lass. I mean, I'm sure that she obviously was willing to go ahead with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... If they were supposed to be in love and shit, and, like, it's not fair that... I can see why it's wrong, but I can see why it's right in a way, because, like, he's basically been put in jail for being in love and that, and it's not...
Yeah.
It's hard.
I mean, there is ways and means of going about that stuff, because, like, obviously it's a very touchy subject, because, like, he's double her age, but in my opinion, if you want to judge him, then bring him home and do it, not, like, slam him in a French prison.
I think they've
nothing wrong in France.
Yeah, I think that they've really blown it all out of proportion. I think it's not fair on him, really. And now, of course, they're not going to be together, so that's going to break her heart even more.
She'll be a little celebrity, like, for a while, though.
Yeah. The thing is, will she want to be a celebrity, that's the thing?
Mate, you've got no choice.
Yeah. Not these days, you haven't, anyway.
No, it's too many pies.
I think that's it for part one.
Is that how much time we've got?
We've got 30 seconds left.
Well, in part two, you'll hear from me and David about the racy new book that's definitely not for kids.
Yeah.
From the one J.K. Rowling. And we'll also hear about there being water, not life on Mars, but it could lead to life on Mars.
Yes. Some updates from last episode about the Kate Middleton picture scandal. And there's more news on that. So we'll see you in part two.
Bye.